Hello, everybody. Welcome in to the Bitcoin Made Simple podcast. I am your host, Corey Tusick. And this week I'll be talking about the fractional reserve banking, something that has blown my mind about the exponential growth of fractional reserve banking. So before we get into that, get yourself a Bitbox O2 hardware wallet. Go to bitbox.swiss/Bitcoin Made Simple. Use promo code Bitcoin Made Simple to get 5% off. Get your coins off the exchange, people. This is not a drill. All the exchanges are full of crap. Also go to Movies Plus, mymoviesplus.com. This might be a shorter episode, but a friend pointed out to me, they said, you know fractional reserve banking. I'm like, dude, come on. Like, I know fractional reserve banking. So we get into it, like, well, what do you mean? You know, how do you know? And I said, well, you know, I know that, like, say you want to put simple math. You want to buy a house for $100,000. Not that that house even exists nowadays, thanks to inflation. But you want to buy a house for $100,000. You have to put down $20,000 to get the bank loan. Putting down $20,000 allows, under the fractional reserve, which at the, you know, at certain points it was 10%, allows them to then, when they you deposit the $20,000, they can then loan out 10x the amount of money that's in the bank. So any the amount of money they have in the bank, they can loan out 10x. Well, you do that, you give them $20,000 down. Now they can loan out $200,000. We all know the story, so Bitcoiners, hang with me, because I know we all know the story, getting to the next point. But I said, yeah, you know, so then they can loan out $200,000 thanks to your $20,000, which is really screwed up. And then you have to pay them back with your money to pay off the whole mortgage. And, you know, it's just funny money that they made up. Now, here's the crazy part that my friend pointed out to me, and you have to apologize. I feel like I'm a little hyper because I had a little bit of extra coffee today. But he talked about how he said, well, yeah, that part, obvious, you know, and I was like, that's what I know. You know, that's what I've always talked about. Told people why it's a scam. Did not realize how bad that was whenever he mentioned, he said, but yeah, think about it. Did you ever think about the fact that it's an infinity scam? And I was like, what do you mean an infinity scam? Like, that's, you know, he said, okay, so they can loan out the $200,000 because you put down the 20% on $100,000. But whenever you paid the $100,000 back, you know, obviously there's interest in everything, but for simple math, $100,000, now they can loan out $2 million. And I was like, oh, shit. So it's not just the initial amount. It's an exponential growth that continues to go over and over and over again. And it just got me to thinking of why we're in the position we're in, why it's a slippery slope that just slides and slides and slides out of our control, and we can never get the control back. And it just kind of blew my mind. I never thought about that part of it. I always thought about the down payment and how they lent you your own money. But I didn't think about the fact that whenever you paid it back, they then have the capability to lend out 10x the full amount of the made up money. So you go to the bank, let's just say it's a brand new bank. They have $0. And you give them $20,000, which then allows them to give you a loan in fake money for $80,000 that you have to pay them back. But they also can then turn around and loan out $120,000 to other people. So then all $200,000 or all that $180,000 is paid back. And now they have $200,000, your 20% down, the other stuff paid back. So now they have the $200,000, multiply it by 10. Now they can lend out $2 million. But mind you, they're doing it over and over and over again across the board. So they loan out the $2 million. And whenever, but to loan it out, you got to give them 20%. So you got to give them 400, a group of people give them 400,000. The 400,000 then allows them to loan out the 2 million that they already have able to loan out, but then the 400,000 that you put down allows them to get another $4 million in loans. So when all that's paid back, now they have $6 million. And it just keeps going and going and going and going. And you know what happens? People have less and less and less. Not a good scenario. So this is why we Bitcoin, I guess, to get out of this stupid system. I don't know. I just never thought about the fact that once the loan was paid off, they had the ability to even lend out more money. So yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys. And yeah, other than that, I mean, I have a couple other topics. You know, we, Movies Plus, I was having a conversation with she's doing the marketing and everything for the Unsinkable film, and the realization that every company is a marketing company. And you think about that in the Bitcoin, if they keep this in the Bitcoin world for a second, think about every company that's shilling products. That's why I'm particular with my my who I choose to bring on board, because who I choose to bring on board is somebody like the Bitbox O2 hardware, which you should get. Go to bitbox.swiss/BitcoinMadeSimple. Use promo code BitcoinMadeSimple to get 5% off. Because it's a great company that believes in custodying your own coins. And that's a message I can get behind. But yeah, you just got to be weary. And that's not even necessarily a bad thing, but every company is marketing you. They're marketing something. They're marketing someone. That's what every company is doing. And I mean, you're always the product. The old line is, if you don't have to pay for it, then you are the product. I'm starting to think that even if you do pay for it, you are the product. You're always the product. You'll be the product forever. And I don't know much, but I know that I love Bitcoin. I don't know. Makes you think about a lot of things. So if you're not, if every company is a marketing company, they're marketing to you. You think about Bitcoin, think about the Bitcoin conferences, and Hodl Magoo was having a good space on this, but like, you go to those conferences and like, I like them and everything, but it's just like a product pushing machine. Like, there's just products flying in your face everywhere, and all these, I mean, like the company that sponsored all the water bottles was like bankrupt within like 2 months last year. I don't know. It's just like Bitcoin this summer, the conference, like I'd love to go. I was like a bunch of other projects going on. So, you know, my project board is getting a little full. So I got this podcast. I got, we're talking about doing a tour with this podcast. So if you have a Bitcoin meetup that you go to, let me know and I will come tour that area and do a Bitcoin meetup night and come there. And what I want to do is basically interview the people that run the meetup and then hang out at the meetup, get to meet some plebs, all that good stuff. So I'm going to do that. I have a sports podcast that starting up, which I'm excited about. And then Unsinkable is coming out in theaters on April 12th. And then I have Movies Plus, which I'm running as well. And I want to start a vending business, but my wife is pulling the reins back. Like, hey, you can't overdo it. Can't, you know, can only have so many projects at one time. And I agree. But yeah, it's like being a serial entrepreneur. The key is I need to start making more money so that I can have more assistance around me. So that I can jump from thing to thing and I can have, I mean, I highly doubt she listens, but Katrina is the engine that drives Movies Plus. She gets loaded up with a bunch of work that we all shove on to her. But yeah, it's like I need more Katrinas in my life. I need more people taking more care of more things. You know, I can handle it for now, but I can see how in the next 12 months, especially like we're talking about with Movies Plus, you know, we're doing this theatrical distribution for my movie, Unsinkable, and we're going to keep doing it and hopefully replicating it with success. That's going to be an animal. You know, and if you're doing that every 8 weeks, releasing another movie in theaters, like that's a job and a half. So yeah, I just at a point where things are going a million miles an hour, and I'm working on a million different things at a million different speeds, and all the while I'm trying to sit here and figure out how Bitcoin fits into everything. And the closest I can get to get Bitcoin into fitting into anything is getting Bitcoin to be something that we accept for subscriptions on Movies Plus, which is like a very short-term goal of mine. And I think we'll get there very quickly. So yeah, you know, slowly but surely we're getting there. Yeah, it's just, I mean, like, I'm not trying to cut this one short or anything, to give you guys an idea of, like, how busy the entrepreneur life can end up being, and why, like, to a degree, I envy when people can just clock in and clock out of your job. It's that it's, you know, now 5:40 on a Friday, and I'm, like, just finally got to sitting down and knocking out the podcast. And I have a bunch of more work that I need to do, but I have to take some time with the family, and then, you know, it'll be the weekend, and then I'll hit Monday, and it'll just be another level of the shitstorm that, you know, you gotta jump back into. So, all the while, I'm just trying to get into Bitcoin so that I have more time in my life. Really, I'm almost having a therapy session here with you guys. Yeah, time. Just trying to have more time to myself by adding more projects. But the good news is, for the most part, they're projects I like to do. It's stuff I like doing. You know, the sports podcast is going to be fun. I'm releasing Unsinkable in theaters. Going to be fun. You know, Movies Plus, running a streaming platform, is fun. Bitcoin podcast, talking about Bitcoin, it's fun. I think doing a vending business will be fun, but, you know, maybe it won't. But yeah, being a serial entrepreneur, I don't know if that's the healthiest way to live life, but I did have somebody say to me recently, whenever I was talking about all these different things, they were like, I don't picture Corey Tusick working. You don't strike me as the person that goes to a job and does that job and that's it. I strike them as the person that's always going to have projects going on. So yeah, I guess what you guys are getting from me now is open discernment on, really, I mean, I know the projects I'm doing. I really want to push this vending one. Do I have the time to push the vending one? We shall see. I mean, really, honestly, it's probably a good thing to, like, nurture and get it going, because some of the projects will start to offload off my plate, you know, over the next, couple of months. I mean, April 12th is a day that the movie's coming out in theaters, so yeah, we'll see. But yeah, I don't know, I have a lot of thoughts about what's going on in Bitcoin, and, you know, people are complaining about ordinals and I think ordinals are stupid and a waste of money. But ultimately, the free market will decide whether or not they're worthwhile. The free market always decides. I think the free market's doing a good job of deciding, because I think Peter McCormick posted something about ordinals saying, like, you know, it might just be a very, very vocal minority on social media platforms talking about ordinals, because he had, I think, Pete Rizzo on, and they ran an episode about ordinals, and he said it did, like, numbers so low compared to what they usually get. So I think people are a little tapped out on the ordinals thing, and nobody really cares about it, which to me is a good thing. But yeah, so that's all I got for you guys today. I know it's a little bit of a shorter episode, but you know, I kind of wanted to get these thoughts out there, share it with you, and we'll keep it, you know, keep these ideas flowing. Let me know what you guys think about if you know any Bitcoin meetups that would be cool, and I will come to those, and you get yourself a Bitbox, and I'll talk to you guys later.